I want to give an update on where we are and actions we are taking to keep Virginians safe. As of this morning, Virginia has 45 people who have tested positive for the coronavirus. Yesterday, Virginia also had our first death from this virus, a man in his 70s in the Peninsula Health District. I extend my sympathies to his family and loved ones. The Peninsula Health District currently has a cluster of cases, 8 as of last count. For that reason, we are taking additional steps to limit contact between people to limit the spread of this virus. Earlier today, I announced that all local governments on the peninsula will close to the public for 2 weeks. That includes James City County, Williamsburg, Newport News, Pocosin, Hampton, and York County. To be clear, these local governments will continue to provide services, picking up of trash, sheriff's department, etc. But this closure will limit contact between people as we work to stop the spread of this virus in our community. I thank these government officials for taking this important step. This is consistent with direction we have given our state agencies to plan for remote working as much as possible. I want Virginians to understand we are taking this seriously, and so should they. We have declared a state of emergency. We have closed K through 12 schools across our Commonwealth. We have restricted visitors at nursing homes and correctional facilities and limited state employee travel. Earlier today, we announced a ban on special public events over 100 people statewide. It's just not a good idea for that many people to be close to each other right now. We ask people to use common sense. That means events that bring together more than 100 people in a single room or a single confined space at the same time without room to spread out. It means events outside the normal course of daily life. Parades or festivals, gatherings in auditoriums, stadiums, or conferences. It does not mean normal operations at airports, offices, hospitals, restaurants, grocery stores, or other retail establishments. What we are trying to achieve here is the kind of social distancing that experts tell us is critical to stopping the spread of the virus. We all want to end this pandemic. And everything we hear from the experts tells us that slowing its spread is critical to keeping more Virginians healthy and ensuring what we do does not overload our health care system. So I urge Virginians, particularly those in places where there are known outbreaks, such as the peninsula, to please stay home. If you're going to a crowded bar or a large church full of people, I would urge you to rethink those plans. Ask yourself if it's really that important that you go out right now. Social distancing now can save lives later. These are critical steps to reduce and slow the spread of this virus.